We are learning Masechet Chul and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning the new Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and this Mishnah discusses the Psul of Shehiya. We know there's five Psulim of Shechita, and here we will discuss the Psul of Shehiya. Zok the Mishnah, Nafla Sakin Ve'Egbia. If a Sakin fell out of the Sheikh's hand, and he picked, after one Simon, for example, he shechted one Simon, then the knife fell out of his hand, he picked up the knife, and he continued shechting. So it depends how long he waited. If he waited a certain amount of time, it's going to be possible. So naflu sakin v'agbia, or naflu kela v'agbia, one of his piece of clothing fell, his yarmulke fell off, and he went to pick it up. Or hishchis ha-sakin, if, or a different case. Before he started the shechita, he sharpened the knife, so he got tired, v'af. And then in the middle of the shechita, he couldn't complete it. U'bach ha-veir v'shachat, and his friend finished up the shechita. The halacha is, any of the three cases, imshah kadei shechita psula. If he waits the time it takes to do a shechita, we'll see what that means. If he waits the time it takes to do a shechita, it's possible. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That if you show you this amount of time, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. In the chiddush of the case of even if it's you and your friend, maybe you would say that it's not a shia. If it's two people, still it's a shia. And even if it's because your knife fell down, that's also a chiddush, that even though it's part of the shechita, pick up my knife. All these things are still called shia. And Shimon Aymer, a different shear. The shear is not how long it takes to shechita. Shimon Aymer, imshah kadei bikur. If you waited enough time it takes to check a knife. And again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, how long it takes to check a knife. So the Gemara, more first off, the first man, the Yama, kadei shechita, which is how we paskin. My kadei shechita, what does it mean, how long it takes to do shechita? That's called a shear. What does that mean? Amar Rav, kadei shechitas behema acheres. Enough time it takes to shecht another behema. That's how long. So it means, Rashi explains, don't say it's like if you waited a long, as much of time it takes to finish the shechita. Let's say shechita takes around 4 seconds. And after 2 seconds, your knife fell down. So maybe if you waited 2 seconds already, it's too much, because now that's how much time it takes to finish the shechita. No. Yeah, shechita is a full 4 seconds. Not 2 seconds, a full 4 seconds. That's the chiddush. Kedei shechita behem acheres. Shechita as behem acheres. Amri le'rav kanavasi le'rav. They ask him a question like this. When we talk about the shechita of shechita behema, so that is man shechita also in shechta oif, because the oif, let's say, takes 2 seconds or 1 second to shecht, much less. So, had you waited 3 seconds by oif, is that called a shechita? On one hand, for a behema, it's not a shechita yet, because shechita behema takes 4 seconds. But on the other hand, a oif takes shorter. So, do you look at a oif with the shechita of a oif or of a behema? That was the question they asked him. Amalahu, the Rav answered that I learned this from Rav Chiya, my uncle. Rav Chiya was his uncle from two sides. Both Rav's father and mother were brothers and sisters of Rav Chiya from different mothers, different fathers. So he said, I didn't want to ask my uncle because I didn't see he was so friendly at that moment, so I didn't want to ask him. I wasn't so comfortable with my uncle at that minute to ask him this question. I learned this halacha. He wasn't so happy with me at that minute. So therefore, I didn't ask him this to clarify this question. But we'll see in a second, Rav himself held one way, either way. Itmar, Amar Rav, kedei shechitas behema lebehema. Rav holds that it does go specifically and for that type of animal. That if it's animal or oif, or bird. If it's an animal, the shechita is lebehema. If it's oif, it's oif. For Shmuel Amano, I feel behema life. It's a cooler. That the Zman Shia in for oif is how long it takes to shecht the behema. So that's a cooler, like Rashi points out, it's a cooler. Shmuel is make a more than Rav, that you have more time for Shia. The Chinki also Rav and Rav Yechon, I feel behema life. So we have the Shita of Shmuel and Rav Yechon against Rav. They both hold that you go with the cooler, the Shita, that by oif you have as long as behema. Rav argues. And really, we should pass like Rav Yechon and Shmuel. We'll see why we don't pass in a second. Rav Chanina Omar, this is a different shot, argues on the whole Rav. Rav said that what's called Shia, Kedei Shechitas Behema Acheres. Rav Chanina Omar, Kedei Shiyavi Behema Acheres V'yishchot. More time. As long as it takes to bring a behema and to shecht it. For the Gemara, you can't say such a Shia. Why? Because it's very objective. It depends where you're getting the behema from. Yavi, Kedei Shiyavi Behema Acheres V'yishchot. Yavi Afil Ma'aman Asat Verach L'shurim. You're making like a Devar Chalashurim, which means your shear doesn't have a set amount of time. It depends how far you are from the behemoth. What does it mean when you get the behemoth? Where are you getting the behemoth from? From a different town? Or maybe from down the block? Or maybe from right next to you? You can't give a shear like that. Omra Papa, no, so I'll tell you what it means. Because your behavior doesn't mean you bring your behavior somewhere else. Omra Papa, or imedes lahat leik benayu. That just means like this: that according to Rav Chanina, you mishar how much it takes to lay the behema down and then do shechita. According to Rav and Rav Yechanan, it's the shechitas, the shman shias. How long it takes to do shechita? We don't work with the behema at all. According to Rav Chanina, at how long it takes to get the behema ready and then shecht it. Of course, the behema is in front of you, just to push it down and then to shecht it. I met us lahat lik v'nayim. Amr Ravos read Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, a little different. Here's Yag bi'ena v'yar bitzana v'yishchet. The way they used to set up the behema for shechita, they picked it up a little bit, then crouched it, and then made the shechita. Or they turned it over and did the shechita. So it's just an extra step. It's yamidena, yag bi'ena v'yar bitzana v'yishchet. And then he adds on some words. Daka le daka, begasa le gasa. As long as it takes for a daka, it's much less time, for a smaller behemoth, a little goat, or a gasa le gasa, the ox, takes longer time. So that's what Rav Yosef Chanina adds on. And Zog Rashi, that since Rav Yosef Chanina is like Rav, so he paskin gavi oifim behemoth that way also. How's he like Rav? Because you see, he goes lechumra. He says it depends on every behemoth by itself. Adaka la daka, gasa la gasa. Therefore, by oif, of course, also. Oif and behemoth for sure is different. So Rashi speaks out, the Ramaschal daka la daka, he says, Va'afagav the Rav, Rav Yechanel, Rav Yechanon, Kivin to come there, Rav Yechanel, Rav Yechanel, Rav Dama, daka la daka, gasa la gasa. Therefore, Mamela Shamina, we know, Va'oif loif, Avdin lechumra. We do lechumra, Va'oif loif also. That's what he says, we see from here how to paskin. So that's what the ikedin shehiya that we have in machlekes what the zman is. Let's say we'll go with Rav Shita that it's zman shchitas behema le behema and oif loif. That's how we paskin. So to Gemara, Amar Rava Hashek v'sakin ra. Let's say using a very dull knife. It has no pegimos, but it's dull. You have to go back and forth, it can take very long to shecht a big cow. I feel a call yem kulay ksheri. Even takes the whole day to shecht. It's just like a muscle. Even if it takes the whole day to shecht, it's still kosher. It's not called shia. As long as you're oisik in shechita, it's not a problem of shia. Now, Rav has another question. Bayi Rav, shia is mao, shia is tarfu. Our shia is to shia is add up. Like we said, we gave his man a shia is 4 seconds, because that's the long time to hold shechita. Let's say he waited 1 second here and then 3 seconds here. You know, but right in the middle of the first simon, he waited 1 second, and in the middle of the second simon, he waited 3 seconds. Is that called? Is that a problem of waiting altogether 4 seconds? Or not? Or not mitzaref? So that was the question Rav had. So the tip shalom day wanted to bring right from his own shita. He said, Hashaychet besakin ra, if someone shech besakin ra, fill kayim kosher. L'chayra, pastors were learning their shahias over there. The tip shalom day. So the Gemara, no. Hasab loy shah. There he didn't wait at all. He just went back and forth. He didn't have any shia. It wasn't much that he had small shias. He had no shias whatsoever. But it's still a shayla if shia is on mitzdarf. If the shayla of shia is on mitzdarf. And lefid, the klal we have so far in Masechet Chulin, we would go lechumra lechayru. Because when you have a shayla, since the behemah is a cheskes iser, we would go lekula and assume that you have to, even shia is, will be mitzdarf. You have to be careful not to have all the shias. The next gemara shayla, which dear Rashi speaks at klal, they would go lechumra. Bayi Rav Huna Brei Rav Nosson, shah b'mi etzimana mao. What happens if someone is shah at the end of the shechita, which means he shechs 2/3 of both shemanim, and now in the miyat kam he waits and then finishes the shechita? What's the halacha? Is it a pasul shechita or not? That's the question. So the Gemara comes out, teiku. So Rashi speaks out, so it comes out lechumra. That means if you do 2/3 of the shechita, if you do nothing, it's good. If you finish the shechita now, after 4 seconds, it'll be pasul. Zog Rashi, what happens if you shechted it and then it fell out of your hand? What do you do? Lach l'maisi, shech the oif, and oif, the shechita is around 1 second, and it fell out of your hand. Do you pick it up and finish the shechita or not? So Rashi, you know what you do? Rashi is like this. He says, the kivon the shah, ozle maisi kam, he says, v'nirat ha-shech ha-roiv simonim, v'hishlich miyode, fell out of his hand. Va'oif shoye lomos, osur lach shav lach tuchamiyah b'tar shechita. You can't go back and do shechita. The mutiv sheyakel at tzavar besakin, you give it a bang, or yamtenat yomus, wait to dodge. Don't do shechita. You're messing it up. It's a palatable thing. Like when would be, it's like a trivia question. When would be better not do shechita, but to give it a punch in the head? It's better when it's after 2/3, because then shehi will be a problem, and you have to be go to chumra. Take.
Didn't we say by hadrach by shalata?
Yeah.
And it's possible.
No, we also had a shayla there, and there was also a teiku, and there's a longer Rashi that said that we go to Chumrah. Yeah. Same idea that was on Shabbos' daf, a long Rashi, that Rashi says, the Gemara says, Boyra Papa Hichl the Miyat Simon Mahu, it's on Lamna Beis right before the Mishnah. Boyra Papa Hichl Simon Mahu, teiku. Zog Rashi, a longer Rashi there, teiku v'le Chumrah. And he goes, Ta Grom and all the other things, because this is the klal that Rashi says, since we always know it's Chesed Isser, you go to Chumrah by every shayla. A Lamna Beis right before the Mishnah. So the same thing over here. We're going to have this a few times in this parak, this type of idea, that way it's a shiloh by miyat simonim, but we go to chumra teiku. Yeah. Shimon Aimim Shah kedei biker. So Rav Shimon has different shir. He doesn't say shahiyah means how long do the shechita, kedei biker. Mai kedei biker. Amar Rav Yechon kedei bikurei shal chacham. As long as it takes for the chacham to check the knife. In fact, the Gemara Mekain is atel d'varechel shurim, because you have to go get the chacham. Where does the chacham live? He lives very far away. So the Gemara, can they biko taba chacham? Talking about a case where the sheikh himself is the chacham, he doesn't have to show it to anyone. So he himself, it depends how long it takes for him himself to do the biko. That's what's called shehiyah, and that's what Rav Shimon Shita is. That's called shehiyah. Can they biko taba the chacham? So two pshat in our mishnah, and the ma'aser we paskin that the shehiyah is can they shechita behema acheres. And like we said, it'd be like Rav behema lebehema on oif life.